Tech giants bet on enterprise AI as consumer monetization stalls. Microsoft's share surge on AI revenue momentum and new defense contracts illustrated a pattern emerging across legacy technology companies, leveraging existing enterprise relationships to monetize artificial intelligence more effectively than AI-native startups. Government and enterprise customers provide revenue predictability that consumer markets cannot, paying premium prices for specialized capabilities on longer-term contracts. Microsoft and Dell's collaboration on NVIDIA-powered Windows PCs underscored how AI workloads are reshaping traditional computing infrastructure, requiring hardware upgrades across entire corporate environments. The cost pressures are becoming visible across sectors. Corporate AI rationing as expenses spiral suggests that early enthusiasm has encountered economic reality, and companies that invested heavily in AI deployments are limiting usage because the economics of unlimited deployment don't yet hold. Disney's internal memo detailing Project Gemini, a plan to shut down the Hulu app once users migrate to Disney Plus, reflected a different but related logic. Eliminating duplicate infrastructure reduces costs and simplifies content distribution, even at the expense of consumer choice and potential subscriber churn. Meta's Wearables for Work initiative, targeting 10 million device sales in the second half of 2026, represents an attempt to create a new computing platform that bypasses existing smartphone and PC ecosystems, accessing consumers without depending on Apple or Google platform policies. The strategy requires enormous investment with uncertain market acceptance, but could, if successful, provide direct revenue streams unavailable through software-only approaches. Bank of America's backing of Meta's enterprise AI unit as a hedge against overcapacity signaled that institutional investors are already accounting for scenarios where AI supply exceeds sustainable demand. ULA's launch of 29 Amazon Leo satellites, bringing the constellation to 331 total, demonstrated how space-based infrastructure supports terrestrial technology services, enabling AI and cloud capabilities in previously underserved markets. The common thread running through Microsoft's defense integration, Disney's platform consolidation, Amazon's satellite build-out, and Meta's hardware ambitions is a strategic emphasis on distribution advantages and existing customer relationships over AI capability alone. An acknowledgement that monetizing artificial intelligence at scale requires infrastructure and reach that pure-play AI companies cannot quickly replicate.